Good evening. This is the KRFP Evening Report for Tuesday, July 1st, 2014. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Latah County Commissioners vote to contract with Kootenai County for juvenile detention services because of opportunity to pay as beds are needed rather than paying a flat rate, which has been done for many years with Nez Perce County. Attorneys say Syringa Trailer Park owner coerced residents not to participate in class action tenants lawsuit, and Whitman County has 1.1% population increase over the last year. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. Attorneys for the University of Idaho Law Clinic told 2nd District Judge John Stegner yesterday Syringa Trailer Park owner Magar E. Magar of Vancouver, Washington, offered free rent and $75 to tenants if they did not participate in a class action lawsuit against him. Law Clinic lead attorney Maureen Laughlin told Stegner behavior by Magar violated his injunction order against the owner. The Law Clinic is representing the tenants of the Syringa Mobile Home Park east of Moscow on Robinson Lake Road in the class action lawsuit. Another attorney for the clinic, Duncan Palmatier, said one possible lawsuit class member said Magar had said he would have to close the trailer court if he lost the case. Palmatier said, "There's a huge amount of uncertainty. Residents believe the park is on the brink of being closed. They are very concerned." Judge Stegner said he would likely have a non-communications order written by today that would bar Magar or agents representing him from communicating with trailer park residents about the lawsuit. Attorney Greg Rauch took over representing Magar as of yesterday's hearing. Rauch said he needed more time to familiarize himself with the case and asked for a continuance. Magar had previously been representing himself in the lawsuit. Rauch said the time he had to speak with Magar has been limited because his client had gone to the hospital Friday. However, Laughlin told the judge she saw Magar at the University of Idaho Law Library Saturday. The Daily News quoted Laughlin saying, "He was sitting at a desk reading away. I'm a little taken aback." Magar is also facing a lawsuit from the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality over many alleged violations of state water and wastewater regulations at the mobile home park, and another from the Idaho Conservation League dating to 2012. The Conservation League is asking for summary judgment against Magar for allegedly putting sewage into the South Fork of the Palouse River near the trailer park. Numbers released by the Washington Office of Financial Management show Whitman County was the 10th fastest growing county in the state last year in terms of percentage. Population estimates say Whitman County is 46,500 people now, up 1.09% between 2014 and 2013. Practically all of that increase was in incorporated parts of the county, with the number living in unincorporated areas only increasing by 5 people. Pullman's population rose 1.36% during the period, going from 30,990 to 31,420. Assotin County increased by 0.69%, which represents a jump of 150 people to a total population of 21,950 people. Most of that increase was in unincorporated areas, with the county's largest city, Clarkston, going up by only 15 people to a total of 7,225. Garfield County lost 0.44% of its population, losing 10 people and leaving it with 2,240 people. Washington State overall has 85,800 more people this year than last, representing a 1.25% gain. 57% of that growth was people moving from other states or countries. Latah County commissioners yesterday voted unanimously to end the county's juvenile detention contract with Nez Perce County and will instead sign a cheaper one-year juvenile detention services contract with Kootenai County. An account in the Lewiston Tribune quoted Commissioner Richard Walzer saying at yesterday's meeting, "Lewiston has a good program, but Coeur d'Alene is second to none." Walzer said trend analysis shows fewer youths are being incarcerated from Latah County. And Walzer said that means it will be much cheaper to pay Kootenai County on an as-needed basis than the current system where Latah County reserves one bed in the Nez Perce County facility. The Tribune reports the Nez Perce County Board of Commissioners wanted to have Latah County reserve the one bed for the year at $102,000 for next year, but the county dropped that price to $54,000 per year when they found out Latah County was talking with Kootenai County about using them instead. According to the Moscow Pullman Daily News, Commissioner Dave McGraw said yesterday's action was mostly due to costs. McGraw said, "We made a sound fiscal decision. It'll leave us with money we can spend on other programs." Latah County has been using the Nez Perce County Juvenile Detention Facility for years and has signed a one-year contract, which ends September 30th. McGraw said Latah County's cost comparison analysis between Nez Perce and Kootenai counties showed it would cost Latah County about $29,000 per year, depending on the number of juveniles sent there and for how long. McGraw said there will be increased transportation costs to the Kootenai County facility in Dalton Gardens, but other savings will make up for it. This is in part due to the lower number of juveniles authorities deem need incarceration in recent years in Latah County, a trend that may continue. McGraw said his tour of the facility showed him the move is worth it. He said it's clean, neat, organized. We're very comfortable with the move. Nez Perce County Court Services Director Sean McDowell said the loss of the Latah County contract will be offset by a new juvenile client observation and assessment contract with the Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections, which will be worth about $64,000 during the next year. Whitman County Commissioners yesterday decided to take an item off the agenda on whether to act on a request from the national group In God We Trust America to publicly display the motto In God We Trust in county chambers at the Whitman County Courthouse in Colfax. Commissioners Dean Kinzer and Michael Largent could not agree on a course of action. Kinzer supported the resolution, saying it is within First Amendment rights to display the national motto. Kinzer also said he supports In God We Trust America's action to prevent the name from being ostracized. Largent said even though he is a Christian, he found the resolution problematic because of separation of church and state issues. He also said he's seen no public support for such an action. Largent also took issue with Whitman County being associated with In God We Trust America. Largent said, "We're trying to take a national debate into the county level." In God We Trust America President Jackie Sullivan told the Lewiston Tribune 370 city and county governments across the nation have voted to display the motto. Whitman County Sheriff deputies arrested two Colfax men this weekend for alleged involvement in separate thefts. According to a Whitman County press release, an eyewitness reported a man in a white van stealing some camping utensils, including a Coleman stove, at Boyer Park. Police then arrested 20-year-old Robert Burris Saturday at a campsite near Boyer Park on the Snake River for allegedly stealing the camping gear. Burris was booked into the Whitman County Jail for third-degree theft. On Sunday, deputies arrested 44-year-old Walter Johannes after search warrants were issued for a burglary which took place a week earlier. Police say a firearm, some stereo equipment, golf clubs, and a cordless drill were taken from a residence on Glenwood Road north of Colfax. The owner of the equipment saw the items in a Craigslist ad. Deputies served a warrant at Landers' home in the 1000 block of Hilty Road, where they say a search turned up the stolen goods. Lander was booked into the Whitman County Jail on allegations of first-degree burglary, third-degree possession of stolen property, theft of a firearm, and felony possession of a firearm. Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather from the National Weather Service. It will be mostly clear tonight with a low of 55, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high near 90, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night, mainly after midnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low 57, 20% chance of showers Thursday afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny Thursday, high 85, partly cloudy Thursday night, low 50, and then sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs 86 Friday and around 82 Saturday and Sunday, lows in the mid-50s. Currently, we have fair conditions, 87 degrees. Thanks for tuning in to the KRFP Evening Report. Coming up next, we have our weekly documentary from the National Radio Project from the folks at Making Contact. That'll be followed by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio. And then Dave Weaver's in with the Tuesday night grab bag, music, entertainment, all through the evening here at KRFP Moscow Pullman. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscasts you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on Radio Free Moscow, be sure to become a member of Radio Free Moscow. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. Or you can go to the Radio Free Moscow website to find out more ways to help Radio Free Moscow. I'm Lee Robartis. Jim Roach assisted with tonight's newscast. Have a pleasant evening. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman Community Radio for the Palouse at 90.3 FM, broadcasting from high atop Paradise Ridge.